Hello. Good evening. I feel a little performative, which is not completely unnatural for me. I am occasionally a little dramatic and performative. But I've tried to kind of steer away from that when I do my audios. But I'm gonna kind of just bear with me. We're gonna go slower this evening. I was gonna say nice and slow, but I actually don't want to go slow. I want to kind of rush through what I'm feeling. I got some new toys. I'm not really sure how to play with them adequately yet. Like, we're not familiar. So, I'll start like I normally do by telling you how I am. And I am naked, just kind of running my palms up and down my body. Over my thighs. One of the few benefits of summer is that my hands and arms tan a little, and my thighs remain very pale, so it's almost like someone else is touching me. I have candle burning next to me, and as I touch myself, I'm gonna just kind of ramble at you about my new toys. Well, okay, I only purchased one, and the other one is on loan. So on Saturday, I went and I'm just sort of tugging on both my nipples at the same time until I squirm. On Saturday, I went to hang out with a friend of mine, and I know I've been talking about getting a toy for like weeks now. And I was talking to her, and we went to one of the local shops, and I kind of had it in my mind I was going to get a smaller toy, like maybe something, like a realistic dildo, but something very demure. And I kind of picked out one or two, and the friend that was with me was like, oh no, not those. So we kept looking. And I pointed out a fantasy cock, and it is actually really pretty. It's sort of pink and purple and blue, with all these ridges, and it was called the Celestial Mermaid Cock, and I was like, oh, I really like this one, but it's 7 inches. And my friend was like, you should definitely get it. And I was like, no, I think I'll get, they had another fantasy cock that was like, I don't remember, but it was 6 inches and a little bit more pink and not nearly as pretty. And so my friend bullied me into purchasing the 7-inch, which was slightly thicker as well. And so far I've been very pleased with it. Also, it glows in the dark, which is wild, and fits in a harness, so I have my own cock now. My very own celestial mermaid cock. And then the other toy that I have, the one that's on loan, and if you don't have a friend who's close enough to you that you can share toys with, branch out because it's great. I mean, I have slept with her, so it's not like I'm not crossing some crazy boundary. Anyway, I've been thinking about getting the Lush 3 with the panty wearable. It's like a wearable vibe. My fingers are cold. Anyway, I've been thinking about getting that, and she has the Lush too, so she loaned it to me. It's very powerful. And I'm not really sure I've found a pattern that I love yet. But I am leaning towards getting one now, even though it's ridiculously expensive. So those are my toy updates. And as I've been talking, I've spread my legs. And I'm just using the flat of two fingers to sort of massage my pussy. I kind of wonder if I should use, or if I should just get off once with my fingers. Yeah, that's a good idea. Fuck. The problem with not having lube means that to get any toy inside me, I almost always have to come. Oh, there it is. There it goes. Okay. Oh no. I've just remembered that my vibe, which I want, is in the hallway, living room. That's okay. 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 This is supposed to be a wearable toy, so I'm gonna go get it. I'm gonna leave you on the bed, I guess. I can edit this out. Oh god. Okay. Oh, sitting up. Okay, I have a mission. Oh, fuck. People just like, oh, you probably can't hear me. Fuck. Oh, fuck. You think people are just like wearing these Lushes out in public to go grocery shopping? Okay. Oh. Feels so good. All right. I'm back. I'm gonna turn on love sense. My patterns. Why is it not connected? This is why I haven't used it, because it always makes me, I have to like pause and add toy. I made this pattern at work and I called it trial, and I just basically fucked with it. And oh. All right. Well, that's a pretty good pattern, so I'll just fuck. Put that on repeat. Put the phone back on my chest. Okay. Turn on my vibe. It's very powerful. I'm not sure it hits exactly the right spot, so I'm gonna adjust it. Oh, that's the. Fuck. Oh my God. Oh God, I'm gonna come. Oh my God. Fuck. Go off, okay. Okay, I think I can. How about a taste test? Oh, I'm not even sure how to describe that. Delicious. Sorry, I need a little extra lubrication. Oh, fuck. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh fuck. And now for the finale. Bloodsucker. Freshly charged. Fuck. Oh God, I'm gonna. Fuck. I'm gonna come again. Oh fuck, please, please. Come on. God. So wet, so slick. Now I have one more in me. That's it. Oh God, yes. Fuck. Oh, I'm gonna go. Oh God, yes. Okay. I can't come again. I can't. I can't. Oh, please. Okay. I need a breather. Oh, my toy is so. I think that's one of the things I miss the most about oral. Is sucking my own flavor off of a cock. Ain't nothing like it. I normally, it smells like sex in here. It's amazing. I normally don't have much light, and I close my eyes fairly often. But I had my candle going, and I have to say, I like the way my hip looks when I thrust upwards. Though, when I got to fucking myself, I started closing my eyes. Oh my God. My thighs are drenched. I'm just soaked. So good. Yeah, 10 out of 10. Would suggest the Celestial Mermaid. Anyway, I'm messy, so I'm gonna go clean up. I hope you're messy too, or if you're edging, I hope you're not messy. I hope you did not come. For the rest of us, don't forget to drink your water. And until next time. Oops, this was long.